Is this really all there is? Back then, I thought of myself as a moderate to heavy social drinker, meaning I drank no more than most of the people I did my drinking with, and never, except on vacation, more than two nights in a row. But still far surpassing standard government guidelines as to what was healthy. 7 units a week? I'm pretty sure I burned through those with a couple of cheeky midweek pints of Stella. It's impossible to pinpoint the precise moment these questions first began to demand answers. My memory is also fuzzy, funny that, about the circumstances leading to it. Was it something dramatic? Like the time I fell, drunk, my friend and I each squished into a leg of an adult onesie and bashed a bloody hole in my head? When instead of asking to be taken to the ER, I insisted that the best medicine would be a chunky slug of single malt whiskey? Or was it more mundane? One murky Monday morning too many, hauling my woes to work like a sack of mildewed green potatoes. Since most of my Mondays used to feel that way, it's very hard to say. But whenever it was, these first questions soon led to other questions, as if they'd all been hanging around, like reporters outside a court of law, waiting for the first to get my attention, so they could have their turn. Would I be happier without booze? More productive? Would I feel more confident? What would it be like to never have to face another deadline half hungover? Would I be thinner if I didn't drink? Look younger? Would I have less sex? More sex? Would the sex be better? Would I have anything to talk about at parties? Where would the glamour go? Would people think I was boring? Exactly how boring would I/life become? Since you've picked up this book, I suspect these lines of inquiry may be familiar to you, too. No? Then how about these? Why is alcohol so everywhere? How come I feel like an outsider, a weirdo, sometimes a problem if I say I don't drink? Why do I sometimes lie about why I'm not drinking? Where do I go to socialize without booze? How do I kick it with people who do drink if I'm not? If you drink like I used to, maybe you've even been confronted with the big one. Does the fact I'm asking all these questions make me an alcoholic? Maybe. I need to state up front that I am not a doctor, a brain scientist, or an addiction expert, and so it's really not for me to diagnose your personal drinking habits. But whichever sorry Sunday or miserable Monday the questioning first began for me, it soon lit the touch paper on a radical reevaluation of my relationship to booze. An experiment that has expanded up and out to touch every part of my life, and which has meant I've spent most of the past decade seeking answers to these questions and more. Doing so has completely changed the way I drink and the way I think about drinking, has shifted my entire perspective on the ways in which we drink and the role alcohol plays in our relationships, our creativity, our happiness, and our society. As a result, I've also created a life for myself that is so exhilarating and rewarding. Sometimes it feels like coming close to what they call having it all. I have termed this questioning as getting sober curious. Maybe, for you, the questions are more focused on the possibilities of a life less sozzled. Ways to live your most vital life. What it might take to reverse the rules that somehow made drinking the socially acceptable thing to do. But in my book, if you have found yourself asking any or all of the above, then you are sober curious too. Since I'm not a doctor, a brain scientist, or an addiction expert, what exactly qualifies me to be writing a book like this? With 20 years working in journalism under my belt, I could tell you that it's my research skills and my nose for a lead. My well-honed ability to marry A with B to reach conclusion C. But it begins with my telling you a little more about me. I learned to drink at a late age, since I was a teetotaler all through college. But I got my first taste of alcohol at around age 8. Anyone? It's really not so shocking if your parents, like mine, were of the mind that a child's curiosity sometimes deserves a grown-up response. I have a vivid memory of swimming across my auntie's carpet, having sampled my first few sips of sherry. Then there was the picnic when, perhaps around age 9,